Okay, finishing Tfilas Mincha. Simon Samach Tes Sifches. If Mincha, this is everybody knows this halacha, right? If Mincha takes till Laila. Lo yom retachna, you don't say tachna. Ain't on retachna, but Laila, we don't say tachna on a night. But notice he says Laila. Mashma ben Ashmoshes, you do say tachna, meaning it's not Shkia. Besides, a svar, nusach svar, a lot of chassidim, not nusach svar. A lot of chassidim don't say tachanun at all for mincha, but for kabbalistic reasons. Mamish. You have to be careful that mincha doesn't go till night mamish. Then you can't say tkadash tiskabel on a tefillah you said during the day, since the night has to do with the next day. Because Kaddish Tiskabel, you can Namish Manessing and then have a Kaddish Tiskabel a bunch of minutes later. If that goes over the line of it being night, then you have a problem. All right, so then we got to make sure you finish Chazoras HaShatz with the Kaddish Tiskabel during the day. Test. Let's say you didn't daven Mincha yet, and everybody's in the middle of Kabbalah Shabbos. Oh, Yaptiv. Dino b'Shabbos Amru Mizmashili Hamashabbos v'Yom Tov Amru Baruchu Lo Yispal Mincha b'Vis HaKnesses Azayis. Do not daven Mincha in this shul. Eliyeh Lachutz L'Vis HaKnesses V'Yispal, go
So the
outside the
minyanim
Vis.
at Shkia should be saying, the minyanim that do it 10 minutes before Shkia, they should be saying Tachanun or they should not.
Should yes.
Okay.
Yes, 100%. Unless they're going with the Chassidish minhag, but then they don't say Tachanun even before Shkia.
No, I'm saying the average shul here, or the average minyan, whatever. It's not a Hasidic place.
All right, so they should be saying it, yeah. I mean, according to the Kitzer and the Mishnah Brura, I'm sure there's other opinions.
Yeah, that's good enough for me. Okay.
Isn't there a
Yeah.
story with of Shadwan and Reb Shach?
I don't know.
He was in Panovich or Bachar, and they started late, and he said not to say Tachlin, and Reb Shach said learn the Sugya and say Tachlin.
I don't know.
Get the,
Was
huh?
Shadwan was Hasidish, no?
I don't know if he was Hasidish or he wore a strangle just because of Yerushalmi. I don't know.
That's that. There's a difference there. Okay, fine.
Yeah, there's a
Okay,
difference, sure.
that's a difference here.
Yeah. You should leave the shul, meaning don't go in the middle of Kabbalah Shabbos and daven mincha. Then you shouldn't answer Baruch Hu. Shem Yana Baruch Hu. Shuv Ener Shalus Balo. Acha Kach Tfilas Shochol. You can't daven weekday mincha. Right? Now, some say that if you had in mind by the Baruch Hu not to be Mekabel Shabbos, then you're okay. Right? Vim Tov Ha'ana. If he made a mistake and he answered, Yispal Arvish time, he should be davening Ma'ariv twice. And Bas Samach like Gabal Shabbos v'Yom Tov, and he came close to Gabal Shabbos v'Yom Tov, Av Yishal Lo Yuchal Ligmar Shmoneh Esrei Kodem Shigabal Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Even though you can't finish Shmoneh Esrei, as long as you started, it's okay. Yochel Yispal Kivan Shemaskel Beheter, since you started Beheter. Now, this is not the place for it, but maybe it's a little bit the place for it. It's a big issue. You're really supposed to be Mekabel Shabbos verbally before Shkia, right? And most shuls do not do that, right? They start the mincha 10 minutes before, and
Rabbi
it's a
Reisman
problem.
wrote this in his Parsha sheets about 3 months ago,
Hey, yeah.
and I daven early mincha every Shabbos now because of that.
Oh, there you
I
go.
go to the 12:40 whatever it is at Shai Yashiv almost every week now.
That's what I
How
do.
long the how long before?
A few minutes is preferable, but.
Is it preferable 2 minutes or preferable 20 minutes?
The more the merrier. But really, 2 minutes is fine. Even 1 minute is fine. The main thing is to be makabel before the shkia. That's the main thing. Okay, Simonai and Dine Tfilas Meir Baboy Hasi Ifim. So Zman Kriya Shema Shel Tfilas Shel Aris Hu Mishanir and Givul Kochama Gitana. That's when you see three small stars. Over Yom, meaning even though night is really three medium stars, but we're machmor for three small stars. Obviously, the smaller the star, the darker it has to be in order to see it. Right? If it's a cloudy day and when you can't see the stars, you should wait to say Shema until you have no doubts that it's for sure night. Nowadays, we daven mincha. We daven right after mincha. That's what all the shuls do. Even though it's not night yet, because of the tircha of the tzibur. It's tircha to get the tzibur together a second time. All right, and they might not come back to shul and not daven ma'ariv at all. All right.
It's better to daven that marav than to daven biyachidus marav later.
It's not so clear because the ma'ariv part is not the issue. It's really the Shema that's the issue. So it seems, I think they say to Mishnah Berurah when he had to daven early, he, the Mechafetz Chaim, he would daven Shemoneh Esrei, he would not daven Birchas Kriyas Shema. That he would save for later, which a lot of people do. But I personally, if as long as the Ma'ariv is 15 minutes after Shkia, I daven the whole regular the Ma'ariv, and then I'll daven, I'll say the Shema again later. But if it's earlier than that, then usually I'll do it for, meaning I'll daven the first part, or whatever, I'll daven only the Shmoneh Esrei and leave the first part for later. Well, actually, kaidem plaga mincha, but you can't daven Ma'ariv before plaga mincha. Because I feel b'di'evad not yet, and then even b'di'evad you're not yet. But Ashrei l'mishem espal aris b'tzibur b'layla. Praise is the person who davens Ma'ariv with the tzibur at night. Uvei mincha l'Ma'ariv oisik b'toira, and during mincha Ma'ariv it's oisik b'toira. That all the shuls do l'chaber halayla mayoim, to connect the night with the day. B'toira shu inyan gadol, that is a big inyan to connect the day with the night. With Torah, v'al kaponim roi l'chol yerush shemaim she mispalo b'tzibur koydem alayla, that if you daven b'tzibur before the night, lo yoichal koydem alayla, you can't eat. Eli yamtin umiyad lachar tzeis kachon, and right after tzeis yikur gimel parshiyos shel kriyas shema, you read the three parshiyos kriyas shema, and then you could eat. Umishena mispalo b'tzibur, and if you're not davening with the minyan, osur loy l'spalo tfilas arvus koydem tzeis kachon. All right, that's a real rough one. If you're davening b'yachidus, you cannot daven before the zman. You have no heter to daven before the zman laila. Beis lachatchila tzaruch l'smal arbas miyad b'tzitzik yichovim lachatchila. You should be davening ma'ariv right away. Also laska lechol, and you're not allowed to begin to eat or laska shum dover, or to do any activity. Half hour before nightfall. The same way before Mincha Katana, you're not allowed to do anything. All right? And then it's the same din. If you appoint a shomer, set an alarm. And if you don't have time, let's say you're working and you can't daven Ma'ariv right away, you're learning Barabim, Al Kaponim, do not daven after Chatzos. All right? That's the question. Do you daven b'yichidus before Chatzos or with a minyan after Chatzos? It's a big debate. I mean, for certainly you should say Kriya Shema before Chatzos, even if you're going to go to a minyan after Chatzos. But you have afilo acher Chatzos, actually, Allah Amar HaShachar Yatzah. But you have a whole night to daven Ma'ariv. Fine. Gimel. Mishu ba'le v'yisak nesel l'tfilas arvus u'matzah shatzibra oimdun l'spal shmen esrei. You came to shul from Ma'ariv, and you found them up to Shmoneh Esrei Ma'ariv. Even if it's not night, it's only from Plaga Mincha L'Mala. You can daven Shmoneh Esrei with them. All right. Laila, and then when it's night, Omer Kriya Shema Ma'brachas. Then say Kriya Shema with the brachas. Mishaburu says that it's better to go find another minion if you can. Let's say they're already in Birchas Kriya Shema. So you can do Shema and the Brachas, but you'd have to skip the Baruch Hashem Le'olam, right? So, you skip Baruch Hashem Le'olam. You don't have to say it after davening, you don't have to make it up. All right, now what's a pshat? Because Baruch Hashem Le'olam was a substitute for Shemoneh Esrei. because back then when it was going to be very dark and it was scary and all that, so they made it like a mini Shemoneh Esrei, and then they just kept it even after that. Now in Eretz Yisrael they don't say it, and Shayashu doesn't say it, Chaim Berlin doesn't say it. Yeah, so you should skip Baruch Hashem Lo'olam. Ve'ein etzarich lomar achra v'achakuyah, right? We said that. V'imu lo yisbal adayin mincha. But let's say you didn't daven mincha. This is also, if you believe it or not, this is a pretty common question. Let's say you come into shul, they're up to Ma'ariv, and you didn't daven mincha. Yisbal tefillah sh'manaseh mincha b'shash ha'tzibur ra'im kriya shema ima brachas. Daven mincha when the tzibur is saying birchas kriya shema. V'yishema'at, then wait a little bit. L'chol ha'pachas g'dehilach dalet amas. Enough to walk 4 amos, which is a couple of seconds. V'yispal acher, and then when it's night, yomer kriya shema mabrachas, say kriya shema with the brachas. I once had a guy, he came over to me in Sulitz, and he says he came to Sulitz and they were davening Ma'ariv. So he says to me, "Can I daven mincha and Ma'ariv during that Shemoneh Esrei?" I said, "I don't understand. You're davening." I couldn't figure out what the guy wanted. Finally, came out that the guy davened so fast that he could daven the Mincha Shemoneh Esrei and Ma'ariv in the same time that the tzibur is davening the Shemoneh Esrei for Ma'ariv. And he wanted to know if that's acceptable.
I mean, I haven't been in Sulitz too many times, but doesn't sound so unreasonable.
No, so this is not so long. It's really not such a long Shemoneh
No?
Esrei. It's not like a yeshiva or something that is no chiddush. So this is
Those
relative.
things are.
Sulitz is pretty quick comparably.
Yeah,
It's not a quick
so.
minion, but it's not a slow minion.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a shtickle of chiddush to me. I just couldn't figure out what the guy was asking me. But as long as he waited, I mean, l'chari dam mincha, then ma'ariv. Unless you say it's like a tarti desasri, it's a stira. Either you're doing mincha or you're doing ma'ariv. I mean, l'chari, for sure he would get one or the others. And what was the loss? He wasn't going to make a minion for mincha anyplace else in town. Yeah. Okay, Dalit. Min Baruch Hashem lo'olam ad yiro
But the
hinenu yesh
loss
lanu
is
bi.
Brit's brachas levatolos, no?
Well, yet no, he was being simech on the chesed shashita that you could still daven mincha. That's fine. It's 40 minutes after shkia. Chesedim, most chesedim will daven till 50, 55 minutes after shkia. Shailos, was it a tarti desasri, meaning it's either mincha time or ma'ariv time? It's not both, unless he davened mincha before the cutoff and davened ma'ariv after the cutoff. Anyways, you should do it sitting down. And in Sulitz, the meaning is to say it standing up, actually. You can't, this is a halacha that people also not aware of. You're not allowed to talk from Vuhu Racham, which is before Baruch Hu, ad la'achar Shemoneh Esrei, until after Shemoneh Esrei. Meaning, people a lot of times hear Baruch Hu, and then they talk, and then they start Baruch Atah Hashem, for Ma'ariv. You're not allowed to talk even after Vuhu Racham.
They talk and they think they're doing the right thing, or they just talk because they don't
No, they think
care.
they're doing the right thing because they didn't start
Okay.
the bracha yet. No, I understand where I used to think it too, be honest with you. I used to think it also. I didn't. What is Baruch Hu, the connection? Who says Vehu Racham is a connection to the brachas of Ma'ariv? I understand after you start the brachas for Ma'ariv. Shabbat Dvorim Ma'ariv is a bracha, so you can't be mafsik in brachas. But who says that the Baruch Hu is connected to that? But it is. Right, when he announces what to say, because it's a tzorech tefila. Hey, if you're leaving a guy alone, davening in shul at night, let's say he's davening a long Shemoneh Esrei, the friend has to wait till he finishes the tefila so that his machshava doesn't get mixed up. And if he started davening when he wouldn't be able to finish with the tzibur, meaning he came in late, it's obvious, not because we don't care because he started his Shemoneh Esrei late, but because he knew the ramifications of what he's doing and he still davened. So that means he didn't care. However, the Mishaburu says it's still better to wait for him. I don't know if this applies nowadays that we have electricity and there's lights and it's not so scary. So I'm not sure. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.
And
Surah's tight.
cars, and chances are the guy's going home in a car. He's not just walking home in the dark.
Right, but I'm saying even getting to the car,
Right,
no.
correct.
Yeah. All right.